It's Valentine's Day, and I wanted to bring you something special. So I brought in Childbirth here on Audio Oasis on KEXP.
Childbirth!
You've been listening to Childbirth here on KEXP. You heard, well, the editing. It's not the real, well, I only hugged you as a joke, which I'm not sure which is worse, guys. Which,
I think it's a little meaner.
We think the hugging version is even meaner than the bad word version.
Definitely meaner. I was thinking that. Then you guys have How Girls Do It. It's like, how do girls even do it, right?
Yeah.
Right. I'm more fertile than you, and a childbirth theme. I love that you guys have a theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every supergroup needs a theme song.
I wasn't going to use that word today, supergroup.
Oh, you can use it. Feel free to use it.
Okay. Well, I was going to tell people where you guys are from, three of my favorite bands in town, Chastity Belt, Taco Cat, and Pony Time. And you guys got together and decided to create this awesome project that you guys made one album for, and you're going to be recording again for it.
Yeah, we have almost a full... This is Stacey Peck, the drummer, right now. We have almost a full record of new songs, and we're going to record maybe in April.
Yeah.
That's exciting. You guys have someone that cool that you're recording with, too.
Yeah, we're going to have my old bandmate, Alice.
From Telepathic Liberation Army.
Yeah, she's going to mix it for us.
And then Ian at the Vault Studios is going to record it.
Yeah.
So it's Valentine's Day, and I have a bunch of Valentine's Day questions. Did you guys ever, in like high school, middle school, did you ever get those grams or like buy those grams? You know, did your school ever provide that service?
That was going around a lot when I was in high school. I never bought a gram or got a gram.
Me neither.
Yeah. Me neither.
Me neither. We had a brutal like flower thing where you could choose a red flower that meant love or yellow for friends.
Whoa, this is very direct.
And then it was like you had to buy them, and then it would just be like in homeroom, and all the like most popular kids would be getting like stacks of flowers, and I would just be sitting there like a jerk.
Yeah. I thought that that was one of the most upsetting things that could happen in school, was those grams or flowers or any sort of giving things to people. Maybe it's because I'm bitter because I never got one.
I think it would be equally humiliating to get one.
Right.
I don't know which is worse.
What if you got one from someone that you didn't like?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and then you're in an awkward position.
Yeah. They need to stop those grams in school.
Stop the grams.
Stop the grams.
All proceeds of our next album will go to
stop ending the grams.
Ending grams in school.
We'll start a Kickstarter.
And the Grammys and the grams.
Yeah. So, have you guys ever done something super romantic on Valentine's Day? A memorable romantic experience?
I think we're doing something pretty romantic right now.
Yeah. It's band romantic, and then we're going to play a super feminist house party later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, well, that is a romantic way to spend...
A band romance.
Yeah, that's nice. What is the cheesiest thing you've ever done on Valentine's Day?
Stacey, take this one.
I feel like on most Valentine's Day, I end up being with my ex-girlfriend somehow, like I am right now. I can't think of any memorable Valentine's Day I've had. Maybe that's... I don't know.
I feel like I always do a lot of band stuff, which I really like.
Yeah, wasn't the Taco Cat record release
show, yeah.
Yeah, which Pony Time played at.
Yeah, and we were all there. And it was super cool.
We spent last Valentine's Day together, too.
Yeah, I love you guys.
That was sweet. Thanks, guys. You have more songs that you can play?
Yeah, cool. We do.
Childbirth on KEXP.
We'll be right back.
Childbirth on KEXP. Live music by Childbirth here on KEXP. You heard Sweet Pea, Will You Be My Mom, Breast Coast, and Calleen at the Moon. Breast Coast, I don't recognize.
It's a newer one.
That's a tribute to Best Coast.
I was going to ask, but I didn't want to. But she's on Twitter a lot talking about her boyfriend, right?
Yeah, she loves to talk about her boyfriend.
Is she still dating the guy from Waves? Or she has a new boyfriend.
I don't know. I'm not that up to date. I don't actually follow her on
Twitter.
She's
just very pro-boyfriend.
She's pro-boyfriend. I can hear it in her songs.
Yeah. Well, cool. I like that one. So I've been wanting to do this with a band, and I don't know how this is going to go over, but I decided you guys were the ones that were going to get it. So...
should we open up the champagne for this?
We could. I know you guys want to make that sound, so do you want to do that?
You guys ask the questions and I'll open it.
Okay. So do you guys ever watch Snoop Dogg's YouTube television show?
No, but it sounds amazing.
But yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
No, I will.
I like it. And at the end of his interviews, he always asks a series of questions. And so they're basically the same questions to these celebrities, and I love it so much because the answers are just so funny from people. And so I took like 4 interviews and I compiled some questions, and I want to ask them to you guys.
Great,
let's do this.
All right. So he says, answer to the best of your ability. What is the first thing that you think about when you wake up in the morning?
Coffee, probably.
That's what I was going to say, but that doesn't sound very original.
That's not very...
I get up really early, so it's like how many minutes I can do before I have to... My snooze is for 8 minutes at a time. So it's like I wake up at 6:45, so then I'm like, oh my God, I have until 6:53.
Yeah, I know what you do for work, so I've been there, and that feeling is not cool. So I'm on your wave. If you were stuck on an island for a year and could only listen to 3 albums, what would they be?
Whoa.
Should we all pick one?
Yeah, I guess so. This is a deep question.
They usually say a Snoop Dogg album.
Yeah. I almost want to say, like, a Pink Floyd album, I don't even like Pink Floyd that much, but for some reason, I feel like I wouldn't get sick of it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dark Side of the Moon for Julia.
Hey, okay, yeah, for me. Yep.
Bahaman's Greatest Hits.
Yes.
That was so good. And one more album. That was 2.
Probably, TLC,
Crazy, Sexy, Cool.
I think that's good.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Jagged Little Pill.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Side of the Moon is out.
Yeah, we can take Dark Side.
Bahamans taste.
So, black or white?
We're on an island.
Black or white, what?
That's the question.
Is that the whole question?
Yep.
Black.
Okay, I'll move on. Hot or cold?
Hot.
Cold.
Hot.
There's a difference of opinion here.
I'm just thinking I'm really hot right now, so cold sounds good.
Definitely.
Hospital gowns are not great.
They're not breathable.
Yeah.
But the backs are open, right?
Yeah, there's a little breathing in the back.
They create a dampness that you wouldn't suspect.
on our summer tour, we had a van that had no air conditioning, and it really, was not great to have to put these on right when we got to a show.
Yeah, we actually, instead of air conditioning, we just had a cooler full of ice, which we would rub all over our bodies.
Yeah. Wow, you guys, hey.
50 Shades of Gross.
Well, it is, we do want to, I played Beat Happening, You Turn Me On, so, we'll go from there. Weekends or weekdays?
Weekday. Absolutely, we all work at bars.
The weekends are horrible.
If you could work with anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
Kim Gordon.
Yeah, I second that.
Yep. We're all down to work with you, Kim Gordon, if you're listening.
Come at us, Kim Gordon.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Teleportation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, that's the one.
That's what a lot of other celebrities say.
Yeah, just think about it. Especially if you're a band, it makes sense. You don't have to load all your stuff.
Or I've envisioned a lot of times if there was a secret underground highway transportation system just for bands on tour, where you just avoided everyone else.
Ooh, yeah.
And it would open up like Batman's cave and just go down there. Just are away from everything, just with your thoughts.
Yeah.
Perfect. Bar soap or liquid soap?
I like Dr. Bronner's.
Bar soap?
Yeah. I was going to go with liquid.
Is this for the shower or for washing your hands?
It depends.
Doesn't.
I'd say shower, bar soap. Hands, liquid soap.
But you seem like a body wash kind of a person to me.
Oh, yeah. I use whatever Leela from Taco Cat buys in the body wash department.
This is the last question. Toothpick or floss?
Toothpick.
Toothpick's cooler,
Toothpick,
I guess.
Yeah.
Go with that one.
Cool.
Unanimous.
Well, you guys have some shows coming up. Sunday, February 22nd at Narwhal with Slut Ever and Lisa Prank. I'm looking forward to that evening. And then Saturday, April 18th at Washington State University.
Oh, yeah. Yep. With Chastity Belt.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. It was really exciting.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And looking forward to the new recording.
Yes. Sorry, I just burped.
That's okay. You just heard music by Childbirth here on Audio Oasis 90.3 KEXP Seattle.